Bilderberg Freaks Out. By the staff of AFP. In this week's issue, AFP reports on the emergency meeting called by the elite Bilderberg Group held on the weekend of April 10 to 13. While Bilderberg did not broadcast specifically why it had taken the unusual steps of scheduling their confab so early this year, it seems clear they fear the likelihood that, if the war in Iran continues as it has, the world economy will collapse and take their new world order with it. But, from our point of view, the latter would not necessarily be a bad thing. We eagerly await and pray for the demise of the global elite's new world order. The truth is, the United States produces enough oil to meet domestic demand. We have the skills and the money to manufacture anything our people might need. What we don't or can't make, we can always acquire by taking the advice of our first president, George Washington, who encouraged the nation to foster trade with everyone, avoid entangling alliances, and shun foreign interventionist follies. If any president in this nation's modern history could pull this off, it would be Donald Trump, whether it is his true intention or not. On February 28, at the behest of Israel, President Trump authorized the U.S. military to attack Iran, kicking off a regional war that has, so far, cost U.S. taxpayers over $200 billion. As of this writing, the United States and Iran have agreed to a tentative ceasefire for 2 weeks while negotiators hash out the details for what we hope will be a lasting peace. Unfortunately, it all hangs by a thread as Israel continues to bomb Lebanon in violation of the terms of the temporary peace deal. As American Free Press goes to press on April 9, the United States finds itself at a turning point. Will we finally have the courage to reject globalization and put the needs of our country first? Or will we further mire ourselves in the internal affairs of the rest of the world, which will only lead to more debt, misery, and the end of the American dream? We might have this disastrous war in Iran to thank for the last breaths of the NWO. The country now faces a decisive point in our short history. Will Trump actually bring the troops home, as he has said repeatedly over the last 40 days that he would do, or will he cave to Israel and the internationalists and continue the war? And what do the Bilderbergers think about it? Frustrated by the fact that NATO countries were unwilling to bail him out of the war he started due to bogus intelligence reports from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump has already said he wants to completely end U.S. participation in that European military alliance. Good. It is clear the globalists see this and are scared. Hence, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte will be on hand at this year's meeting. See Mark Anderson's report on pages 14 to 15.